49-year-old Thomas Sullivan perished along with his wife and two teenage daughters in a house fire that broke out during the wee hours of Tuesday morning at their home in Carmel. Initial reports indicate the family succumbed to smoke inhalation. Sullivan's 20-year-old son, Tom Jr., was able to escape the inferno. He was treated for smoke inhalation at Danbury Hospital in Connecticut and released. He reportedly attends Dutchess Community College. Mary Ellen O'Dell is the Putnam County executive.
You know, right now our thoughts are about young Tommy, and our community is, we're wrapping our arms and our hearts around young Tommy to get him through the next, obviously the next couple of days.
A neighbor called 911 to report the fire just before 2 a.m. When responders arrived on the scene, the house had already collapsed. Now everyone is eyeing the way it was built, using a technique known as lightweight construction, the term used to describe wood frame construction that relies on prefabricated components. Again, Mary Ellen O'Donnell.
Obviously, the homeowners who live in that neighborhood are very concerned, as they should be. You know, my advice to them, I met with them, a few of them last evening, and my advice to them is to double down on their smoke detectors, and we should have the results about this particular fire and the why and the how in the next few weeks. At that time, as soon as I receive the report, we'll gather all the stakeholders together. Certainly the residents will be a primary stakeholder, and we'll go through the report and we'll move from there.
Decades ago, Thomas Sullivan left New York City, where he worked as a police officer in the Bronx, for the northern suburbs, where he eventually became a captain in the Larchmont Police Department in Westchester County. Village Mayor Ann McAndrews.
He was the face of the police force whenever we had any event that had to be arranged, as simple as the a 5-mile run to a Memorial Day parade. He was the man in charge of the arrangements. Whenever any of any member of the community had to approach the police department with any questions, it was usually Captain Sullivan who took care of the answers. And we're a small village, and he was a large part of it.
Rockland Fire Coordinator Gordon Wren Jr. explains lightweight construction is dangerous.
The fire departments around the country, fire service in general, has been literally screaming for years about these type of building components being approved for construction because they're firefighter killers. I think the fire service pretty much has given up because they're outgunned by the building industry representatives, and they don't have a strong lobby like the industry does. They just don't have that kind of funding. We're volunteers and career firefighters who have literally been fighting, but they've lost the battle.
Mayor McAndrews promises she will be turning her attention to home construction codes.
Homes should not collapse within minutes of a fire. This is something that we're going to be looking at very carefully, and I'm considering sort of a personal crusade. This should not happen.
A preliminary investigation found that fire broke out in the front of the Sullivan's home. The Journal News quotes a law enforcement source as saying a police dog found no traces of accelerants, although the case continues to be pursued as a potential crime. Samples from the scene are being sent to the State Police Crime Lab in Albany. Police are treating the fire site as a crime scene until they can determine the exact cause. A wake for the Sullivan family is being held today and Friday at the Balsamo Cordovano Funeral Home in Carmel, with a funeral set for Saturday at St. James the Apostle Church in Carmel. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.